Holiday season.
First of December on Monday.
I know that's actually quite wild. I actually didn't realize, as soon as you can see the week ahead of you, it's yeah.
You didn't realize it was the 1st of December on Monday because you don't have to do the dashboard on Monday. I've
Exactly,
blocked off
exactly.
8 hours to do our financial dashboard on Monday. Anyway, moving forward, so many requests from ladies about how to manage the holidays. Probably the hardest thing to manage in life in general is social events,
Totally.
weekends, holidays.
100% work travel, wherever you're out of your routine.
Especially the older you get, so inflexible. Don't like going anywhere where I don't have my oats. But I
Exactly.
think there's so many things you can do to set yourself up for success. And I think that's where this December with our CEOs, we have got their backs. Like we've got the structure for, and the room for them to still have an amazing time, but not get back in January and have to do that whole new me, new year
Gosh.
mindset, which I
Yeah.
hate.
No,
Exhausting.
exactly.
I was reading a stat the other day that said that. And this is not what people want to hear, but most of the weight that people try and lose throughout the entire year is gained between November and January.
Oh yeah.
So it is true. You do need to
But
manage it.
no, 100%. But it comes with that fuck it mentality. Especially if you've been very, very restrictive before going on holiday, which so many women do because they want to, feel a bit more comfortable in a bathing suit, on the beach, in summer outfits. I'm speaking specifically Southern Hemisphere. But I think there's so many things that you can do, and we know because we've learned the hard way and we have been training women for years. So I definitely think we should run through that. But what are some of the mistakes that you used to make when it came to holiday season? Excuse my list, by the way, it's still not gone. I think I'm formed a habit with
You
my
got a
ulcers.
list.
Yeah, I've got a list from my ulcers that have been so bad. My body that's been run down post miscarriage, post
Really not
like.
a
Hormones.
not great for a podcast
Oh,
where
but
you just speak.
I love listening to someone who's got a lisp or a braai.
What's
The
a braai?
oh gosh, Afrikaans person, but braai, but so a praat, but so bikkie van a braai. Okay, now I'm putting a different accent in. Have you not heard a braai?
No. And
I love
everyone
that.
that I'm surrounded by in Bath is South Africans, Afrikaans.
And they don't have
I'll
a
bring this
braai.
up.
Maybe they do, you just haven't
No.
noticed it. Anyways, what are the mistakes that you've made before in the past?
I think like that mindset of like my holiday, when my holiday starts, I've got a cutoff date to be like beach ready by. So extreme mentality in the build up. But then once the holiday starts, just free for all. And then it's fine because then in 2 weeks, January's here. So very much just that like extreme mindset, which I think most of the women we work with are caught in. And then I think not being mindful at all about the nutrition side because you just it's 2 weeks, so who cares? And I think that's as much as I think thinking that it either has to be one or the other, like you eat it all, and then that you call enjoyment, or it's the other way around where you're just extreme and you can't eat anything nice, and you're not going to do that over the festive season, so you just go the other way. Whereas I do really, really, really believe, and especially with a lot of the ladies we've worked with now for the past like 4 to 5 months, so they've still got like a month to go with us after December. There's no point having worked so hard in that time and then just completely derailing for like 2 to 3 weeks. So I think my point is that you really can enjoy the festive season, but still get move closer to your goals. You
Yeah,
can.
totally. I think we should do this podcast in a format where you give a tip, I give a tip, you give a tip, I give a tip. And we can also bring in like sort of past mistakes that we've made because I
It
also
sounds like you, I'm sucking like a Tic Tac.
it
That's what
does.
it Like just a little,
Sometimes,
like a little like
yes,
strepsil or a tic tac on your tongue.
because I'm prevent
Okay.
trying to prevent my ulcer from scraping against my tongue, as
And
charming
I
as that
can see you.
sounds.
Most people are just going to be listening to you. I can see you. Maybe I
And
should
it's
turn
my
you
root
off.
canal situation, hey? It's like it's been knocking me from all sides.
Wow.
But what I was going to say, I also had that very much that extreme mentality. But I'd always self-sabotage beforehand. And something I thought about before hopping on this
In what
call,
way?
I'd tell myself, okay, restriction, no carbs for the next
Yes.
3 weeks before the holidays, or no dessert, or no sugar, no alcohol, no, like all these intense rules. And
Rules.
I would maybe abide by it for 3, maybe max 5 days, but I'm never disciplined in that sense, because for me it's torture, and don't tell me not to eat something, and then I'd bomb out and I'd actually gain weight before the holiday season. Like
Before
that,
December.
yeah. And of course a lot of it's water weight, because I'd overdo carbs, and the things that I told myself I shouldn't be doing. So I'm packing on more water weight, more inflammation, open to sugar, those sorts of things. And it would also happen when I give myself a deadline for a fitness shoot, because I've had to do that for so many years, where I've had to be ready for a shoot where I have to be in sportswear or like crop tops ever since Wellness in the City
Oh
days.
my
And I'd
God. Oh
always
my
self-sabotage
God.
before then, because I'd think to myself, it has to be, a shoot where I feel good, I feel light, but most of the time it's like it falls on period week, bloatedness and self-sabotaging before the time. So anyways, when it comes to fear around the holiday, I don't have it at all, because I've trained myself not to, with the FitBomb formula, knowing how to eat and balance things out, and knowing how to change my body shape without that restrictive mindset, I've got like such peace of mind of knowing how to enjoy the holiday season.
Totally. I had such an empowering call yesterday with a client who's only ever fixated on the scale, and she's small. So every kg, I mean, you and I both know being smaller, like 1 kg can look like three. If you're taller, you've got a little
Oh,
bit more leeway.
totally.
And so she's always just had it in her head, I want to weigh 50. I want to weigh 50. I'm only happy at 50. And now for the last 10 weeks, she's been doing this proper structured strength training program. And she's telling me about all her gains in the gym, like how much more she's lifting, how her husband's saying, oh, look at your little muscles popping. And how, and then I said, cool. And then scale. And she's like, I haven't even wanted to weigh myself, because even if I weigh 52 or 53, my clothes are fitting differently, and I know that I'm changing my shape. And I was like, oh
Amazing.
my God, light bulb moment. I could retire right now.
If only everyone else can throw away their scales. There's really no need for a scale in your house. Like the only reason why we have one is it was a hand-me-down for my
Really?
folks. And when I moved into a house, or like I think varsity days, I got a
But that
scale.
also says it all, like a hand-me-down from your folks, because all our moms used to weigh themselves, obviously.
Why the hell? And now I only use the scale to weigh suitcases when I travel.
To weigh my Meta Labs so I don't get divorced at Heathrow.
Exactly. Okay.
To weigh Marisa's active wear when I fly back.
Yeah, all my Amazon purchases.
Okay.
One tip, I'll go first. Something that I like to do over the holiday season, because we do. Okay, we're staying in the southern hemisphere, so it's summertime. So we do a lot of braais, barbecues, and there are always sauces with socializing with good meals. And so I like to tackle the sourcing element with diluting it with so that it's not as high in carbs and fat. So I'll take, for instance, a tablespoon of mayo and add a half a cup of yogurt. Same with mustard, same with tomato sauce. So it's not that high
Always.
sugar, high sodium, etc. So diluting, inverted commas, diluting your sauces, and it still tastes damn delicious.
And you can literally quarter the calories.
Exactly. And you can pile it on.
And you can add protein to it if you're adding protein yogurt.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that. And actually, that's a life tip.
No, 100%.
And a thing I like to do, which is anyway what I do in my normal life, especially since I've moved to England more and more, is obviously walking. But what I like to do on holiday is building that into either being like a family activity that we do, or walking with a friend or my mom to catch up. Because, yeah, you can walk for an hour, especially if you're in the Southern Hemisphere and it's hot. You can walk before it gets too hot in the day. You get your 10,000 steps in, you catch up with someone that you love, or you're doing a family activity. I think people don't, they underestimate it's how like walking impacts, or just your overall movement and your NEAT will impact either keeping your weight at maintenance. It's like almost the difference between maintenance and gaining weight. If you just, I wouldn't make my step goal on the holidays 10,000 steps. I'd make it 12 to 15 because you've got the time. So you've got no excuse. Like I mean, we're going to the beach for 10 days. Every single day, I will walk everywhere as much as I can. So yeah, I think walk, 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 walk.
Exactly, especially if you're not able to get all your workouts in, which we know is the case for most people. Something that I won't do, a tip that I won't do, and I highly suggest no one else does it, is fast. So what I mean by that is that I know that the women
Good
in our
tip.
community are like to listen to a podcast and take like a sentence from the podcast as like, oh, I need to be doing this. And what I mean by that is I don't think a lot of people fast correctly. There are a lot of benefits to it, of course, if it's done correctly, the same as being in ketosis, from a ketogenic or a Banting sort of diet. But I know that I used to, in the holidays, overindulge in food and booze, and the next morning would restrict myself by saying, don't have breakfast, save the calories for later. We know we're going to have another boozy lunch, or we're going to have a boozy dinner. So the fasting, I believe, has got such a detrimental, like, what do you call it, knock-on effect for the rest of the day. Because if you're restrictive in the morning, and also, let's be honest, you're on holiday, by 10 o'clock, you're not even going to have fasted properly, and something's going to have tempted you, whether it's like rusks, or someone's got cake for breakfast, or any other distractions. You're going to be very likely to overindulge and overeat. And if it doesn't happen brunch time, it's going to happen at lunchtime, and it's definitely going to happen at dinner time, and you're going to eat way more calories. So you can take on the next tip, but I think that's where, instead of fasting, what breakfast should they have, Ash?
This brings me to another point, which I've been doing with two of my clients, and I'm now convinced that it's the right thing. I've been doing this with them over weekends, is giving them an anchor meal. So one anchor meal, because weekends is where things go tits up. So call it holidays tits up for 2 weeks. Choose one meal that is your anchor meal. And I suggest that it is breakfast, because you generally wake up, you're at home, you've got access to your protein powder, your oats, your berries, your whatever you usually have. And make it a protein and fiber bomb. So yes, I would say anchor meal, and make it breakfast, and make it 30 grams plus protein and lots of fiber. Full for long. You also then you won't need to graze. So then that rusk will come along at 10 or 11. You won't need it. Rather have a Negroni by the pool.
Exactly. And also
No,
the
but
Negroni, I was going to say, on a not on an empty stomach, because we know that also has a ripple bad effect, is drinking alcohol when not eating. Because whoever came up with the eating is cheating rule, it just caused a lot of harm to a lot of women.
Yeah, so I definitely think that have a really, yeah, con you know that you're going to be able to control, generally speaking, on holiday, one meal, definitely, and probably two. So I would choose actually two meals that you control, and you know what's like, as you say, the lighter sauce, whatever, and then choose one meal in the day that's an indulgent meal and enjoy it. And that's either going to be you out for dinner, or maybe you out for a lunch. So if you're having a heavier lunch, have a lighter dinner. Like it is really at the end of the day about checks and balances.
Totally. And also on that note, a snack slash meal go to, even in wintertime for me, is always a smoothie because then I know I
So
can
nice.
cram in greens, I can put in spinach, I can put in chia seeds, psyllium husk, I can put in protein,
Such a
and then I
good one.
know the rest of the day, I don't feel guilty if I didn't have enough greens on my plate because realistically on holiday time, that
Completely.
always takes a knock. So that, and then another tip to add to it, because I know we're so pro oats, and it's obviously quite carb heavy, but something if I know that it's going to be, for instance, Christmas Day lunch, which I'm going to be indulgent in the desserts, our family's Italian, they're going to be a lot of carbohydrates, then I just make sure that the morning breakfast or that anchor snack, even because we eat quite early or we start with breakfast, I will make sure that that's a, that's.
Our families are one.
You have to. You've just done with panettone and your coffee, and that's the start of
Literally.
Christmas. And so then I'll make sure it's a protein shake, like a clean protein shake, no banana, cut the carbohydrates. That's just something that I wanted to add, that if you do have certain days that are going to be very indulgent, of course, most of the meals are very high in carbs and sugar and sodium. So around those meals, just cut back on the carbs to really help with your insulin and the spikes, and of course to compensate for the fact that you don't want to be going totally over with your meals around your treat meal.
Completely. Another thing which we could probably make a whole podcast on, which actually maybe we should, is booze. Because you are surrounded by it constantly. And I think that's often the reason why people do gain weight over the holiday time is because you're day drinking. Generally, Monday to Friday, we're not day drinking, except you and I when we on our
Highly
meetings.
stressed.
So you're
Oh.
day drinking. I mean, you're getting way more calories from alcohol than you ever would normally. And then your decisions after you drink are
Oh,
always
yes.
worse, and you
Oh, yes.
always go for the things that you're not craving a baby spinach salad when you've had three Aperols by the pool.
No, exactly. And it's
So
your decisions are affected for 24 hours minimum afterwards. So it's not just the meal that you're having when you're intoxicated. It's the next day, of course, as we know, on the hangover. And your mates are going to say, have a greasy, high fat breakfast because it's going to cure your hangover, which is BS
or
because
get back on
nothing.
it.
Yeah, all that as well, because nothing cures your hangover.
So with the booze, I definitely think that you can need to just be smarter with your choices. I'll go, you go. So lighter mixes. Mixes are, someone said to me the other day, like, yeah, but if you're having your gin and tonic, does the mixer make a difference? And I was like, oh, yes. Do you not know
Huge
me?
amount of sugar in there.
Huge,
Huge. Not to say that sugar-free things are good
huge.
for you, because that's also got an effect on your gut microbiome. We know that. And a lot of us, including me, with sugar-free stuff, get a little bit of an irritated gut. But if you're going to be drinking booze, cut down on the sugar as much as you can.
But also, I think that you can, like as we've spoken about before, you can change your taste buds. Even if I have a full can of sugar-free tonic,
Yes.
I find that quite like I rather have half of that and then
Yes.
some sparkling water.
100%. I think that's the attitude, a tip with alcohol to take across your drinks. So be realistic with yourself. If you can know you someone who will have five drinks before it's dinner time, day drinking, look at those five drinks, decide beforehand what they're going to be, and see how you A, dilute them and B, like mix them up. So don't have doubles, have singles. Highly, highly recommend, and the people who love boozing are going to like roll their eyes, but have non-alcoholics in between.
Totally.
That was huge for me. And be also
Totally.
conscious of what you have for non-alcoholic. So rather just have your instant, your tonic and your soda with some squeeze of lemon or bitters in between, but don't necessarily opt for your alcoholic free beers and drinks except for if you're going very much non-alcoholic, then do that. But the reason why I'm saying it is because it's also high in calories a lot of the
Calories.
time. Yeah. So I just really have changed my relationship with booze, which is why I'm also not fearful of the festive season because I know how to rein it in. And the great thing is I'm not drinking fits. So one Negroni down, and for me, it's a party.
One Negroni down, and you ask me when the meeting's booked for you, and can
Yes.
I remind you
That I committed
to
to.
I'm like, how many is she having?
Literally wind down. I told you I'm drinking Negroni. Remind me about this meeting on Tuesday. And then Tuesday came and I was like, when's the meeting again?
I think also I think I actually sometimes have, and it might not gel with you just because of the sweetener aspect, but I sometimes have like a Coke Zero in between rather than
Oh
a
gosh, you've got a different perception of me. But yes, I go through phases of I've been now, I was chatting to a client because she's worried about she's being sick and she's on had at least a Coke Zero every single day for the past 2 weeks. And I said, well, I've also been sick and I've also gone through a lot and I've done exactly the same. I don't say it's healthy, but yeah, I definitely I think Coke Zero also gives me that fake feeling of it
Totally,
being a
totally.
something a treat or alcoholic or so yeah.
But
At the end
also
of the day,
the amount, the toxic element is in the amount. One's not going to do
100%.
anything.
No, and also even if it's one a day, just for the season, like we all go through seasons and we
Yes.
all have something in our life that's not healthy, whether it's the Coke Zero or the chemicals that you're
Exactly.
clean your cleaning products that are full of chemicals and the plastics that you're like consuming food out of. So
Or what you're putting on your face, cream-wise.
exactly. So we have
The
to.
poison is in the dose. That is the line that I
The
was
poison's
looking
in the
for.
dose. Yeah, we just have to choose your heart. Like my friend always tells me about motherhood, the same about your health. Another tip.
Yes, another tip, which I did touch on earlier, is if you're having the anchor meal for breakfast, you won't need to snack probably till lunch. If you can avoid grazing throughout the day, you have no idea, like the handful of nuts. Oh, there's a mince pie. Oh, suddenly you had 1,000 calories that you actually could have avoided if you had had the anchor meal, a decent lunch, a protein shake in the afternoon, 5 Aperols for dinner. Perfect.
There we have it, straight from your health coach. That note, smoothie, and I know you've spoken about it before, and I really like that approach. So, yes, I often take my smoothie in the morning, but another nice time to have it is pre like dinner with friends or socializing is in the
Totally.
afternoon. Definitely, because that's also that the other thing that we always forget is when it comes to barbecues or socializing with friends, dinner time is always a lot later than what it should be. And we know we shouldn't be eating past 7, actually earlier. All of those carbohydrates, the alcohol, it's going to disrupt our sleep, it's going to disrupt our insulin, but we know that's going to happen over the holiday season. So
Like
how
every
can
night.
we exactly? So how can we compromise? What can we do is have your high protein shake in the afternoon because then it's going to help you
It should
not.
actually be a non-negotiable. I'm going to make it a non-negotiable for myself that I get back
Yes.
from the beach and I make my protein shake, because then you're also not going to want the chips and the shit before dinner.
Exactly. That was what I was going to say. Have your protein shake. You're not going to be grazing all of the snacks on the table, the cheeses, the dips, the everything. Then comes the booze. Then comes dinner. So these small little tips are like can make a massive difference. And then it brings me on to the next one, which is hydration, which always sounds so lame, but even working with clients for the past 6 months, they still struggle with daily hydration. And if you can just up your
Actually.
water again, you're not going to be overeating, snacking. You have your anchor meal in the morning. Once you have that anchor meal, have a glass of water. Again, sounds lame, but you're going to be filling up your stomach. You're going to be making sure that that feeling that you think you're hungry is disappeared because you're not actually hungry. You just had time to digest your food, and it's going to have a positive ripple effect thereafter.
Totally. I
Electrolytes.
think. Yeah, I mean, I add those Revive electrolyte sachets into my water bottle in the morning. So I make sure that I have a big water bottle of electrolytes in the
Exactly.
morning. Which brings you on to I think there's this mentality that you go on holiday, so you have to completely abandon yourself. You think you aren't abandoning yourself. You think you're giving yourself this like reset and like break from life, but actually you are abandoning yourself by going and having this like, oh, fuck it mentality. Whereas you can go on holiday and pack your supplements. So if you take creatine and you take protein powder and you take electrolytes and you take magnesium, still take it on holiday with you. You don't have to completely then go the other way. And I think that's what people talk about, this elusive word balance. That's what they mean. So control what you can on holiday. What you can walk more. You can have an anchor meal that's high in protein and fiber. It's not obsessive, it's healthy. It's actually completely unhealthy to do the opposite, in my mind. You can control your water intake. You can still have a few drinks. You can have a protein shake. And also, let's talk about sweets. I know that's always a hot topic
I want to,
from like dessert.
yes, I want to, before we get to that, just quickly back to electrolytes. The other thing that I wanted to add was you can make it a cocktail, like a mocktail, I should say. My friend just started that electrolytes in South Africa SIP, and one of the things that they're promoting is like mocktails. So blending your ice, putting in your flavored electrolytes, and having that in between your alcoholic beverages, because great, then you're getting your sodium and
Why
magnesium,
not?
potassium, your fix, your electrolytes whilst drinking alcohol. Okay, but when we move over to
Why
sugar and
not?
sweets, one tip
For
just.
our Christmas party, if you make me an electrolyte mocktail, I'm not coming.
I'll drink it. With sweets and sugar, just before we get into a deeper conversation, because you know how much I hate but still eat sugar, is keep it for the evening. That's like my holiday rule, because I know I eat sugar when I'm with my family and they've always got sugar around. And like for breakfast, there'll be, and I love savory over sugar, but if there's sugar and pastéis after my bagel, I'm going to want pastéis. But if I make the rule, have sugar, allow yourself sugar, but evening, like nothing before 5 p.m. Because as soon as I have it in the daytime, I know I'm still going to want it
Day derailed.
after 5 p.m. I'm still going to have a want to have dessert after dinner, and then you're having so much sugar in the day. And just remember, everyone who's going to apply these tips, you are going to be health shamed. Like our friends do it. Like even our friends who know we've been in this industry for years and it's part of our lifestyle, they will judge, they will say you're restrictive or why have you changed, but embrace it because they're going to be crying in January.
You know what? In the summer here, we went away with a family, and the husband and wife have they're very health conscious, and sugar, yeah, they've broken up with sugar essentially, kind of like you did when you read that book. And he only has at night 2 squares of 90% dark chocolate.
My
And
favorite.
I've always been like, oh, chocolate's the one thing that gives me joy, you know, like my rusk and my chocolate addiction. It's another podcast episode, is real. So I was like, okay, I'm going to embrace this. So we were away with them for 4 days. So every night had 2 squares of the 90%. And at first I was like, you know what, this doesn't give me nearly as much joy as like a bag of chuckles. So why would I do this? And I'm still getting, you know, over 100 calories. It's a waste of calories for me. Anyway, I'm a complete convert. I have completely broken up with chocolate. I know I'm saying this now in public. Shit, someone's going to catch me in December in Woolies, like shoveling chuckles
Chuckles.
into my mouth
No,
down
but I
the
understand what you
chuckle hole.
mean. I totally
Yeah,
understand
I'm
what you
literally,
mean.
and I cleaned out my entire junk cupboard at home.
When
So,
did this
like,
happen? And why are you only telling me this now? This is big.
because we've had quite a lot on the go, maybe. I don't know. I didn't like to phone you. I phone you 10 times a day anyway. I'm not going to be like, some reason I'm actually cleaning out the junk cupboard. I don't know. I think it was after the summer. You're already here. Like, you feel like you do, like South Africa, December. And I cleaned it out because also the kids, which was like a free for all, like find one of them like squirreling up, like climbing up, breaking the shelves to get to like the stale egg, Easter egg at the back. And I was like, no, I'm done. Threw it all away. Only started adding 90% dark chocolate to my like online shops. So that was the only option. The kids were like, no, thanks. Lily now has been like, okay, she'll have dark chocolate with me. So she'll have one or two squares in the evening with me. And if I really want anything else, I'll just have some yogurt.
But one or two is enough. You're satisfied. That was tea.
I don't
I
want more
used
than that.
exactly. And you and the and you satisfied. You satisfied that craving. Like I used to in my youthful 20s when I started really getting into health and fitness, I used to drink a lot of green tea. And I'd have green tea, which I haven't had probably for the past 5 years. I haven't had green tea. But I used to have that. And that bitterness also helped me part ways with sugar.
Yes.
And now I
Yeah.
literally, Chuckles can be in front of me, certain foods can be in front of me, and I don't have the mentality of like, oh, you're not allowed that. I've just got the mentality of like, oh, do I want it? Do I not? And most of the time, I don't. I do still eat it. I do still have sweet desserts and stuff, but it's not my preference. I don't crave it. And when I do go, of course, and it will happen now again after the December holiday, I have to recalibrate my taste buds. I have to go back because otherwise, I do have that
Yes,
addiction.
yes.
And it's got nothing to do with us. Like, it's got to do with the foods and what it's doing to us. We blame
Totally,
the food.
totally. But I do think that it maybe going into December, if you are a sugar junkie, maybe it's not the time now to try and break up
No.
with sugar,
Yeah.
but maybe it is something from January, if you are looking at new goals, to try and
Totally.
substitute down to like a darker chocolate and just embrace it and see what happens. Because I swear to God, I could mow down a
Yes.
bag of Chuckles. And not even flinch. Like those people who said, oh, don't you feel sick or not? I was like, what are you talking about? No, could have another bag.
I
Easy.
used to get sick. I used to get really like not physically like I just feel nauseous. I did
I
never.
wish I had got sick.
I don't feel good after sugar. I think that's what helps me. I don't feel good like physically, and I don't feel good like mentally either. But yeah,
Well, it is possible.
the tip is you're not going to be able to change your taste buds over December with all the temptation that's around you. So yeah, keep it for the evening. Keep for one occasion where you can have your indulgent dessert.
Exactly. So let's just do a little summary. So we started with
Diluting your sources.
what?
I've got notes, don't worry. Diluting your sources.
Diluting your sources, walking. Don't make your base, okay, I'm going to get 10,000 steps. Make your base 15,000 steps. Do it. Go walk. Go walk with your mom, walk with your friend, walk with your family.
Don't fast.
Number two,
Don't
don't
fast.
fast. Protein, fiber, anchor meal is breakfast. Try and control two meals out of three. Have one indulgent meal a day and try not to graze and snack throughout the day. Rather, insert that protein shake 3, 4 p.m.
Yes. And then cut your carbs is the other tip around your social
Heavier
occasion.
days,
So yeah, exactly. So whether
Christmas,
it's
Boxing,
morning,
New
evening,
Year's.
cut your carbs. And the same with your plate. If you really want the braai brekkie, try have half a braai brekkie if you're also going to go for the sweet potato. Try
And
and
you're also
like,
sitting with your Aperol.
exactly. Or if you're going to have a burger, just have the bottom bun of the burger and like just small adjustments, like nothing too extreme. And again, you're going to be judged for it, but you're in the power seat, but if you can control it.
But most people won't even notice. That's also the
Yeah,
thing.
but people do notice when people are changing their habits. That's the problem. So a lot of the ladies who've
Because
started
it
with
triggers
us,
them.
exactly, there are always going to be people that judge because they're in a situation like where we've had like a mate that said to us like, oh, why are you guys so befuddled about like fitness and health? You guys are so extreme. He does like he had this total different mentality. What's he on now? He's on peptides. Like, oh, so you have so you having a, you had a little chip on your shoulder for a reason. Anyways, protein shake before your dinner.
Yes, booze, be mindful of your mixes, be mindful of what you are drinking. So if you do have the Aperol, great, but then maybe go to, I mean, Aperol's not that high calorie, but maybe go to a slightly lower than to a gin and soda for the next one. But just
Yes.
be mindful that it all adds up. So you don't have
Aperol.
to have five Aperols, maybe have one and then switch.
Yeah, and diluted as well with soda water. Aperol's the problem with that is the same problem with the Negronis that I love is it's more than one alcohol inside the cocktail. So it's the mix thereof, which is of course high in
The
calories and
problem
low
and the
alcohol.
pro.
Exactly. And just do you know
And
what?
then,
I was
sorry.
gonna say, if you really like being tipsy and booze, just make yourself like unfit with alcohol. Stop drinking for a while, then you'll be satisfied with less drinks.
Yeah.
a bad tip, obviously, because they're gonna spiral. You
Yeah,
don't
I
want
think it's a
you don't
bad
want to
tip.
get too you don't want to get too tipsy, because again then the food element goes south. But anyways, okay.
And then hydration. Hydration.
Exactly.
That's the next
That's
one.
that.
Drink with your electrolytes and travel with your
And
supplements.
sugar at
Don't
night.
abandon yourself in December. You can
No.
still move. Oh, another thing I wanted to say, sorry about the workouts. I know you said you not everyone can get their workouts in.
Yes.
Sure, it's not the time to be spending 2 hours in the gym. Firstly, on the app, we do have dumbbells only and bands only workout challenges
Under
launching on the
30
first of
minutes.
December. Under 30 minutes, you can take a booty band on holiday with you. So, like my husband and I usually fight with me and my dumbbells in the boots. You don't even have to take your dumbbells. So you still can get your workout in,
100%.
A, but if you can't and you don't want to,
Go
you
walk
obviously have the option
20,000
to
steps.
walk or just do your workout every second day or every
Yeah.
third day.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it every
100%.
day.
And just, I mean, I would go as far as to say, just tell yourself under promise, over deliver. Tell yourself, if I get two workouts in this week, it's a good week, and try get it in on Monday first thing, and then earlier in the week better. And then you'll surprise yourself by being able to do more. So yes, definitely keep
But
training where
under
you
30-minute
can.
workouts on the app is golden.
Totally.
And don't trick yourself into thinking, I'll do the workout this afternoon, because that
No,
never happens. Do it, get
definitely
it done, or don't do it.
not.
Otherwise, it just hangs over you.
Yes, exactly. Okay, and then to sign off, we must actually tell everyone that the challenge for you is to make small adjustments that people and friends and loved ones notice, and that they actually tune you. So make those shifts and those changes that are better for your health, and welcome the criticism, because then that means you are doing something right and you are in the power seat. Yeah. Cool.
Exactly. That
Signing
was a cool
off.
tip. You've never told me that one before.
I'm just open to more criticism these days. It's part of my
Gonna judge you
nature.
hard at the Christmas party with your electrolyte
Good.
mocktail.
Oh, I
Screw
won't
that.
mind.
It's been a tough year.
I'm gonna be drunk after one Negroni. I'm gonna welcome it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.